All right, we've got to talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene. And this video hits home for me because I was born and raised in Georgia. And I spent a lot of time after high school in North Georgia, spent a few years at Kennesaw State. Hootie who? Let me know if you understand that reference, if you're familiar with Kennesaw State, in the comments down below. But that's very close to Marjorie Taylor Greene's district. And I knew a lot of people from Marjorie Taylor Greene's district. I spent time there. And so Marjorie Taylor Greene has always just infuriated me so badly. Many of you know she's like the worst member of Congress ever, but obviously we recently got the news that she is resigning and she's going full-fledged, like she's waging war on MAGA, essentially. And so we've got to talk about it, figure out what to believe, what not to believe, and what's going on with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Look, before we get started, if you haven't seen me here before, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, there's a link to my YouTube channel in the description down below. I post like two or three YouTube videos there every single day. So if you check it out, maybe check out a video or two, it'd mean a lot. On this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against the Republican media that is so good at drumming up misinformation, a lot of which Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, was involved in, has been involved in, is still involved in, the insane amount of racism, the insane amount of conspiracies, the lies about elections, the assault on our democracy, the assault on our rule of law. And we're trying to do something on this channel to combat that. So if you want to help us do that, all you have to do is join the community. Hit subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. All right, let's start with this video just to bring it back. Obviously, Marjorie Taylor Greene really started her split with Trump on the Epstein issue. Take a listen.
That's what we did by fighting so hard against the most powerful people in the world, even the President of the United States, in order to make this vote happen today. I was called a traitor by a man that I fought for six years for. And I gave him my loyalty for free. I won my first election without his endorsement, beating eight men in a primary. And I've never owed him anything, but I fought for him for the policies and for America first. And he called me a traitor for standing with these women and refusing to take my name off the discharge petition. Let me tell you what a traitor is. A traitor is an American that serves foreign countries and themselves. A patriot is an American that serves the United States of America and Americans like the women standing behind me. And I want to tell you that this only became possible today because the American people whom we serve as representatives here in Congress demanded that this vote happen, and they put more pressure on every single elected politician in this city than has ever been put on them. And today you are going to see probably a unanimous vote in the House to release the Epstein files, but the fight, the real fight, will happen after that.
So Marjorie Taylor Greene really not mincing words there. And there's a couple key parts to that, because she said that she essentially took a shot at Donald Trump, if you were listening closely, and saying he's beholden to foreign countries, but also himself. He cares more about himself than the United States, which that might be the first and only thing Marjorie Taylor Greene has ever said that I believe, that I agree with. The other thing we're seeing lately is we're learning a lot about these fake MAGA accounts, these MAGA accounts that are on Twitter specifically, which is the largest social media site in the world, that are pretending to live in the United States, pushing a lot of disinformation, being pro-Trump. And we just got a new feature on Twitter showing that a lot of these accounts actually aren't based in the United States. We can now see on Twitter where accounts are based, where they are located. And so there's a lot of questions right now about foreign interference in our elections, in foreign interference on social media, trying to push Trump from places like Iran or China or Russia or wherever. And Marjorie Taylor Greene actually went on The View, believe it or not, and talked a little bit about this a while ago. And now it makes a lot more sense with the context we have just in the last week or two with this Twitter update. Take a listen.
Media influencers. Mm-hmm. And I found it very interesting that they were the MAGA accounts, but they're all paid. Mm-hmm. And they all attacked me mm-hmm. when I announced I was coming to join you ladies on The View. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very weak and pathetic. But when I talk about weak Republican men, I'm pretty much talking oftentimes about the leadership in the House and the Senate. And they're not getting our agenda done.
So right there, taking serious shots at Trump and Trump supporters, saying that, again, a lot of these MAGA accounts are paid. The question is, how many of them are paid here and paid to spit the bullshit, which I would suspect a lot of them, but also how many are paid by what? Foreign countries, by foreign influence, by something else, you know, and they're based in, you know, Iran, or they're based in Pakistan or wherever, and they're saying MAGA, America first, America's elections are stolen to try to destabilize us. You see recently Marjorie Taylor Greene, just in the last 3 days, fix health insurance, not regime change in Venezuela. Again, directly going against Donald Trump. And so there's been a lot of conversation of she's going against Donald Trump, she's resigning. What is she doing? What is her plan here? And I have my own thoughts about this. I've talked a little bit about it on my YouTube channel. This is a member of Congress right here, and I think everything in this video is very well put. Because, number one, before we start here, very key not to trust Marjorie Taylor Greene, in my opinion. I think she's prepping for something. I think she's getting ready for a post-Trump world behind the scenes. She's trying to position herself to lead the post-Trump Republican Party. We'll see. But I want, with that prefaced, I want you to hear from this member of Congress and what he has to say about Marjorie Taylor Greene leaving.
Holiday break. I got this question more than any other question. Why is Marjorie Taylor Greene really retiring? I think I know why. One, it's really important to put it in context of the total number of people who are retiring, and it's nuts. In fact, according to this piece of paper that my staff just gave me, 31 Republicans are retiring, 5 in the Senate, 26 in the House, and 18 Democrats, 5 in the Senate, and 13 in the House.
For a total of
49. There are lots of reasons why there are these historic retirements. I'm going to focus on two. Number one, this place sucks. There was a time when members of Congress worked, and they did it across the aisle. That has been diminishing for years, if not decades, but now it's at its worst. There's the issue of Donald Trump and the fact that he's doing whatever he wants and he doesn't work with Congress. That's a huge issue. Then there's the issue of the House not working with the Senate. You can't pass bills if the two aren't working together. Then there's the issue with the House and the Speaker and the fact that he won't do anything without Trump's permission, which means he's not doing anything, which means we're not doing anything. And that makes for a miserable place to work. While I understand why people are leaving and I'm just as frustrated, I am taking a different position, which is I'm sticking around to try to fix this. Number two, and this is grim, many of us feel like we're being hunted. Political violence is on the rise, and it does get to you. I'm a pretty typical member of Congress. I don't have a big profile, and I still have threats, and it's still scary, and I worry about me, and I worry about my family. I worry about the safety of the people who come to my events. If you think about somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's very well known and controversial, you can only imagine the level of death threat she gets. I do think that's all the more reason for some of us to stick around and improve our politics, make it better, to tone things down and get to a place where people understand that they can debate and they should debate, but political violence has no place. Marjorie Taylor Greene does explain her frustration with how broken things are and with the threat she's getting. She also speaks to a very real issue, and that is at the heart of why so much of this is broken, and that is because there is a small number of people in this country who now control everything. This is the political and economic elites who run the show, and they don't care about any of us. This is the thing we have to fix. We have to take wealth and power back.
Now, I agree with both of those things, but again, I think it's important to mention that, you know, this system being broken far predates Marjorie Taylor Greene and a lot of members of Congress. It's been broken for a while, and some of that, those issues that went unresolved for so long led to people like Donald Trump, led to a system that allowed somebody like Donald Trump to come into power. However, absurd to ignore the fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene has played a massive role in everything that was just talked about. Political violence is on the rise, and someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene gets a lot of threats. Yes, and I think threats against anybody, unacceptable. Marjorie Taylor Greene has pushed an unfathomable amount of hate, an unbelievable amount of conspiracy theories about the 2020 election, about people, you know, stealing our country from us, that led to threats of, you know, election workers, an unbelievable amount of racism and bigotry. And so to just be like, oh, she's probably retiring because she's sad. Honestly, fuck that bullshit. Come on, man. We can't just instantly forget about the person Marjorie Taylor Greene is. However, points taken. We'll see what Marjorie Taylor Greene does. But again, on this idea, she's going after MAGA and calling out some of this stuff. Listen to this video that was done recently by Now This Impact.
MAGA influencers are actually foreign actors, and X just exposed it all. Thanks to a new feature allowing people to see where an account is based, hundreds if not thousands of popular MAGA influencers were found to be posting from places like Russia and Nigeria. The accounts aren't small either. One called MAGA Nation has almost 400,000 followers and is based in Eastern Europe. An Ivanka Trump fan account with more than a million followers is based in Nigeria. Popular accounts pretending to be Trump-supporting MAGA patriots are based in West Asia, Bangladesh, Morocco, and Russia. Nothing says America first like tweeting from abroad. Guess what? No major Democratic accounts were exposed to be run outside the US. The left has been ringing the alarm for years that MAGA itself is a foreign influence operation designed to destabilize, divide, and destroy the United States. Remember leading up to the 2024 election, it was found that Russia paid right-wing influencers like Tim Pool $400,000 a month to push specific talking points that sow division and favor Russia? And DOJ findings confirm Russian and other foreign attempts to sow division in 2016 using influence operations in favor of MAGA. Well, now we have even more proof of foreign influence. It's clear people are being manipulated into hating their neighbors instead of coming together to take on the corporations and wealthy actually exploiting us.
1,000% couldn't have said it better myself. And again, Marjorie Taylor Greene now leading this kind of charge around this, calling out both people who are paid in the United States, but also this. I mean, this is a crazy screenshot. MAGA voice, Donald Trump is your president. Donald Trump is your president. Donald Trump is your president. And then a community note here. This user is Russian and poses as an American, conservative. So it's like, again, this is a Russian account with MAGA voice as their, you know, Twitter account, which this, I believe, Twitter account has now been suspended, but quite a large account. And so again, sowing this division consistently. And this is something I know all of us have screamed about really since 2016. Donald Trump is your president. That's interesting. He's not yours. And again, Trump has been reposting a lot of these accounts, which we have been talking about recently on this channel. Trump reposted a slew of foreign-based accounts Monday night. Trump shared 25 posts from 16 accounts labeled by Twitter as based in other countries or possibly using a proxy like a VPN to change location data. And if we scroll down a little bit here again, some of these screenshots, Donald Trump reposting essentially a tweet from this individual, Sammy, who claims to be, you know, MAGA in the United States, based in South Asia, right? Trump fan, love Trump, sowing the division. Mila Joy, country or region may not be accurate. One of our partners has indicated that this account may be connecting via a proxy, such as a VPN, which may change the country or region that is displayed on their profile. And so the question becomes, who's doing this? Who's paying for it? And it's absolutely disgusting to think that, again, the President of the United States is engaging in this. Our adversaries truly, I say this all the time, have us by the balls. Our adversaries have us by the balls. But Marjorie Taylor Greene is not the only one. Right? Women Republicans are reportedly outraged with Mike Johnson after he recently claimed women are not able to, quote, compartmentalize their thoughts. Nancy Mace is even considering following Marjorie Taylor Greene's lead and resigning from office. Now, listen, I think this tweet's a little broad. I don't actually know the factual statements around this. You can let me know what you think in the comments down below. But this is absolutely confirmed, this bottom part, that we've heard that Nancy Mace from multiple different sources is upset, very upset with Mike Johnson and Donald Trump for a variety of reasons, and is thinking about meeting with Marjorie Taylor Greene. So how many more Republicans are going to start to bleed? The President of the United States is under quite a bit of political pressure. Before we end off here, I want to remind you, don't forget, as I've said through this entire video, who Marjorie Taylor Greene is. She may be exposing MAGA, she may be talking about these things, but it's important to remember who she is. She's a very hateful, bigoted person. Remember this video?
I carry a gun for protection for myself, and you are using your lobby and the money behind it and the kids to try to take away my Second Amendment rights. You don't have anything to say for yourself? You can't defend your stance? How did you get over 30 appointments with senators? How'd you do that? How did you get major press coverage on this issue? And how did you get kids? Why do you use kids? Why kids? You know, if school zones were protected with security guards with guns, there would be no mass shootings at schools. Do you know that?
David Hogg. That's who that is that Marjorie Taylor Greene is following and basically, you know, keeps talking while David Hogg doesn't respond. David Hogg, a part of the Parkland mass shooting where high school kids lost their lives because somebody walked in to Parkland High School in Florida with a gun, right? And so David Hogg does a lot of work around this issue and trying to, you know, pass gun violence reform and get Democrats to do good work. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, thinks it's cool to suggest what? That this whole thing started, David Hogg being a high schooler and being traumatized from this, that it was actually what? Some like ploy? How did he get all the media coverage? The media is involved. Do not let Marjorie Taylor Greene grow on you, please. You may hear her go against MAGA and you say, that's great, fantastic. But that's it. You leave it there. Trust me. I appreciate you watching this video. Let me know what you think down below. Maybe you disagree with some of what I said. I'm curious to hear. Once again, my name is Chris Maurer, filling in for Adam Ochler on the Adam Ochler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, click the like button, click subscribe down below. The link to my YouTube channel is in the description, and I will see you in the next video.